Welcome to Your Next Chapter, Northern Indiana Real Estate with Stacy Schlichtenmeyer. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your current one, or simply exploring what's next, you're in the right place. Each week, we bring you expert insight, local market knowledge, and real-world advice to help you make confident decisions. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy Schlichtenmeyer and Baylen Height.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome into Your Next Chapter. I'm Baylen Height alongside Stacy Schlichtenmeyer. And Stacy, we have gotten a chance to talk really almost the entire process from a seller perspective. But this morning, we are opening up the floor to you a little bit. And we're going to pull back that curtain of now you've got the home listed. Everything is up to the standard in which you want it as the seller. Now you're going to get those offers. First, I always miss this. How are you doing today?
Oh,
we should let you in. Should ask how you're
doing. I'm doing great. The sun is shining. It's warm out. I get to ski later. Yeah. So it's a great day.
Yes, we've kind of talked along so far. The water has not been as warm as we would like for water activities. And here in Kosciuszko County, that's a very big deal. Fortunately, I think we've got some warmer weather moving along. So that's a good thing for the water sports and just overall enjoyment, but it also means we're in a season right now where home buying and selling is very hot. You've talked a couple of times coming in here as we get ready to record. You're in the midst of multiple transactions right now. You've got closings, you've got listings, you've got different things you're doing. But this process that we're about to talk about, the fielding offer process when you're selling a home, it's a big one, and it's one that you want to have a ton of trust in your agent. I'm going to open the floor to you and kind of pull back that curtain and let us in on that process. I don't know. Do you want to set up a scenario? Let's say we've got two offers on the table. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take me through your point of view as that seller's agent.
Yes, absolutely. So two offers is wonderful. All right. Well, more offers than not usually is going to benefit the seller. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to know what's most important to my seller. We know that before going in. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it would ever be anything more than the highest price before getting into real estate. But after talking with a lot of sellers, it's not always the most important. Sometimes it just being easy. Sometimes they don't want to do repairs. Sometimes, they don't want it to be a rental. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that are important to sellers. So figuring that out. And then to me, I'm like, well, all right, that's our goal, right? Sometimes they have a bottom dollar. This is what, you know, I need to net, or this is what I want to net. And obviously being transparent about that. But if we get to the point where we have an offer, there's so much more to an offer than just the price. Mm. And so I try to be very transparent with my buyers and let them know most often we're going to get a counter offer. It is not the most common to submit an offer, even with the best terms at list or overprice, and just get an accepted offer. Mm. I think sometimes people are surprised by that. And it's not a bad thing. There are so many terms, dozens of things in an offer. And so a lot of times it's just like dates, just little things, right? That seller may be buying, so we need to change some closing dates or, you know, some different types of things. So really finding out what's important to them. And then from there, like, you are their advocate, right? Like, I am their advisor. And so I know, first of all, like, I'm looking at who is the agent, right? Is this someone that's local that I know that I already have a rapport with? Because that's really important. You have an idea of their experience. You have an idea of their knowledge base. And if it's not, like, hey, that's okay. Let's figure out, right? Like, are they from here? Are they related to the buyer? All of that information helps you to understand better what's going on with that offer. And then being totally transparent with your seller about those things. You know, letting them know if you see something that doesn't maybe, you know, look as strong, because most people have no idea when you're looking at an offer. I know what I'm looking at. Okay, that's strong, earnest money here, this, that. They don't understand that. And so that's what we're there for, is to help them through that process. Want to make sure that the buyer is ready, able, and willing. Those are very important things. And so I talk to a lot of for sale by owners. And so even this morning I talked to one. And when they say, you know, things like, well, I've had a lot of offers, you know, but haven't had any, you know, go to the closing table, or, you know, we're still here. And I know that can be, so, you imagine, so frustrating, especially when you don't have that experience. You don't know what to look for. You don't know what looks right. There's so much fraud as well going on. Mm. We do get fake pre-approvals. We do get people that, you know, are not who they say they are. So those things happen. So making sure that you're doing your due diligence, right? Like I'm calling the lender. Like I'm calling that lender with that pre-approval and saying, hey, does this sound right? Like, is this going on? Is this buyer ready, able, and willing? Does this make sense? Figuring out, are they contingent? You know, what does that look like? If they have to sell before they buy, is their house on the market? What does that look like?
Yeah.
What's that market like? Is that buyer's agent communicating with the listing agent? What's that? So there's just so many things that let you know, give you an idea of like how this is going to go once we get under contract. Because picking that offer, that's a really big deal. You go under contract and then say in a week or 2 weeks, right, something, whatever, life happens. And some of those things we can't control. Mm-hmm. We try to control as much as you can. So when you have all the information and you do your homework, right, and a lot of the negotiations are happening behind closed doors, right? They're happening in the evenings, on the weekends, via text, phone call, email. And a lot of times your seller's not seeing those. And it's really important that you have someone that you trust, right? That is your advocate, that is communicative, and that, you know, is strong in negotiation.
Yeah, and you kind of end it with what I was going to start this with. Mm-hmm. The trust is such a big factor. Just hearing you kind of talk about it before we got on to talk about this today and now, you really, I don't want to say you can control every aspect mm-hmm. as a seller or even a buyer of your home when you're selling, when you're wanting to buy. But up until this point, you really do have a lot of control. Mm-hmm. This is the point where you have to completely trust that agent mm-hmm. to carry what you want mm-hmm. in your timeline, in your best interest. Mm-hmm. What are the most common snags? What are things that you see people come into, maybe if they're fielding offers for the first time and mm-hmm. it's something that they are not expecting, mm-hmm. and you've done your best job sure. to let them know, hey, this is what we could see here. This may happen. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, when you have a client, what are things they're not really used to seeing or something that kind of catches their eye when you have to tell them something about an offer or just anything in the process?
I think, first of all, the thing that happens most often is that, and we can't help it, we're humans, is that people react emotionally, mm-hmm. right? Because selling a house for most people is about a lot more than selling a house, right? There's a lot there to get to that point. There's a lot. So when you get feedback from people, maybe buyers of a certain list, you know, a certain offer price, and maybe it's not what you were thinking, or you get feedback, right, that isn't what you're wanting, it's really hard not to react emotionally. And that is one of the many reasons why you need to have, right, an advocate or an advisor, a fiduciary, someone who does this every day, mm-hmm. someone who can empathize with you, but then also, you know, be strategic and not get emotional, right? Because so much of it is relationships with other people, is relationships with the agent, is relationships with the vendor. And so how you show up is very important. You already have an idea of how things are going to go often in a small little town, right? Mm-hmm. When you're working with people that you work with all the time.
Yeah. So I kind of take that as you're going to be emotional, but don't mm-hmm. let your emotions kind of mix in the end goal.
Sure. Yeah. And for me, I know like it's really important, and I've found that it's very helpful if I get to kind of know the personality type of mm-hmm. my client, right? Because some people are just more emotional, and that's okay. Again, like people are what they are. So I want to meet them where they're at, right? And if I'm working with an engineer, they're probably not as emotional. Yeah. And that's great, and that's perfect, and that's fine. I want to show up and be helpful to them, you know, meet them where they're at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and that's a great, you know, what you just said, because engineers, oh, you have a very good example of this. Your husband's an engineer.
Yes, yes.
But that's a great kind of thing, because if you get to kind of know what their day-to-day looks like, mm-hmm. maybe they're a little bit more analytical. Maybe they're worried about the numbers. They're not really worried about the actual, you know, little parts of the home or whatever yeah. it is. So I think that's a really good perspective to have when you're going through this process. What is the point? Give us a timeline. Mm-hmm. You're fielding offers. Mm-hmm. You accept that offer. Mm-hmm. What does that turnaround look like? Now that offer's been accepted. Yeah. What are we looking at as far as kind of the timeline of the actual closing points?
So, like most things, it very much depends. Now, if we're looking for the quickest way to closing and we get a cash offer, mm-hmm. that's fantastic. We could close in less than a week.
Wow.
I mean, we could accept an offer. At that point, you don't need an appraisal, whether or not we're doing inspections. You've already done your preliminary title work. If you have all that ready to go as the listing agent, then you're really just doing the title work on the buyer side. And yeah, 5 days you could close. It's not the most common, but it does happen, absolutely, especially with being in Kosciuszko County, a lot of investment properties and rentals. So we do have a lot of cash buyers, and it can be tough for first-timers that way.
That's a really good thing to keep in mind just in the timeline. I'm kind of going to go off script a little bit. I guess not off script, but just kind of outside of offers. You brought up a really good point this morning, and we don't like to talk too much of the actual numbers and the financials, but there is a really nice program for first-time home buyers in Kosciuszko County right now. I had no clue about it. I want to spend the last minute or so we do have this morning just kind of talking about that and letting people know about that, because it is a really, it's a great program, and it's, you know, there is a timeline to it. You got to be able to get it and be able to use it. So just, if you could just kind of spend the last couple minutes just talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a launch grant. This is one of many types of grants that are offered. And so this grant, I'm told, comes up every year. This is my first year having experience with it. And so it's based on your income, but what it does is potentially gives you up to $20,000 for a down payment or closing costs. So this would be for a first-time home buyer. And it's the difference between people getting a house and not 100%. So not all lenders offer it. So it is really good. Obviously, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So to be informed, but there are other lenders that offer different types of down payment assistance programs. So, I mean, ideally, if there's a grant or something out there that can help someone get into a house, to me, that's my job, is to try to help people to do that.
Well, we spent a lot of time talking about fielding offers this morning. Stacy left us with something there that I think would be great for first-time home buyers. That's why we want you in your we want you in our corner, Stacy. And how can people get a hold of you just to make sure that they're the most informed and they don't miss out on opportunities like that when maybe they thought they couldn't afford a home?
Sure. Yes. So the best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. My number is 574-334-7105. You can also send me an email. My email address is Lake City Stacy. That's Lake City Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, at kw.com. And you come visit us in person.
That's right.
Yeah, right after our ribbon cutting on Friday.
Yeah.
212 South Buffalo Street.
So make sure you're there. Beautiful little office that's been put together, and it looks great. It looks like it always was meant to be there.
Kind of,
right? Which is a good thing, I think, when you're...
We're finishing up painting at approximately 12:30 this morning.
There you go.
It'll be great.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Stacy's very busy this week. Ski practice tonight. Kids are out of school, so it's fun times, and it's a good time to be here in Kosciuszko County.
Yes, it is.
Stacy, we appreciate your time this morning.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Balin.
That's Stacy Schlichtenmeier, Your Next Chapter, here on News Now Warsaw.
You've been listening to Your Next Chapter, Northern Indiana Real Estate, with your hosts, Stacy Schlichtenmeier and Balin Height. If you missed any part of today's show or want to catch past episodes, visit newsnowwarsaw.com, click on the on-demand page, and select Your Next Chapter. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Maybe you have some questions on estate planning. You can talk to Stacy by calling 574-334-7105 or search Lake City Stacy on Google. Join us again next time as we help you take the next step towards your future, because your next move is your next chapter.